The one consistency that seems to prevail in all four Gospels is the fact that the disciples were wimps. All four Gospels mention that some or all of the disciples did not believe that Christ was alive and had risen. Just before Christ makes his disciples into apostles, Matthew 28:17 mentions, "And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted." In Mark, we have Jesus appearing to two disciples who did not believe. And then, just before Jesus makes them apostles, Mark 16:14 says, "At length he appeared to the 11 as they were at table, and he upbraided them for their lack of faith and hardness of heart, in that they had not believed those who had seen him after he had risen." Luke and John give longer renditions, but still put forth the fact that Christ's disciples were unbelieving and frightened. Both of these Gospels also relate stories that give us more insight into the fact that Jesus was alive and still kicking. In Luke, we have Jesus appearing to the 11 saying, "Peace to you, it is I, do not be afraid." Luke 24:36. Luke then says that the disciples were startled and panic-stricken, and they thought they were seeing a spirit. Jesus then says in Luke 24:38 and 39, "Why are you disturbed, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and feet, that it is I myself. Feel me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." Luke then further relates in Luke 24:41 to 43, "But as they still disbelieved and marveled for joy, he said, 'Have you anything here to eat?' And they offered him a piece of broiled fish and a honeycomb. And when he had eaten in their presence, he took what remained and gave it to them." John also gives us the story of a doubting Thomas who states to his fellow disciples that he would not believe Christ was alive until he put his finger in his wounds. In John 20:26 through 29, we read, "And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being closed, and stood in their midst, and said, 'Peace be to you.' Then he said to Thomas, 'Bring here thy finger, and see my hands, and bring here thy hand, and put it into my side, and be not unbelieving, but believing.' Thomas answered and said to him, 'My Lord and my God.' Jesus said to him, 'Because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they who have not seen, and yet have believed.'" I don't think you have to be as exposed to ghosts as I have been to know you can't touch ghosts, and I have never had one tell me it was hungry, much less sit down and eat. Ghosts can give a wispy feeling if you touch them and can even move things or rattle around, but they are not solid to the touch. I have talked to them, sometimes haltingly, but with others they are very verbal. You can see them, as I have at times, and they seem real, but then they fade. Spirit guides can also manifest, but can't hold it long because they are on a higher level. In fact, the longer a person has been passed over, the harder it is for them to get in because they ascend to a higher vibrational level or plane. Angels that are always with us don't speak. The only time angels speak, which is not often, is when they take human form to save your life or give you a message. But no ghost stays with you, eats with you, lectures you on what's ahead for you, and gives you instructions, as our Lord did to his disciples. You can say, "But if he was the Son of God, couldn't he do all these things?" Yes, but because he didn't die, that is a moot point. Again, and it bears repeating, how does this strike down his divinity? I'm sure the Muslims and Buddhists don't think less of their messengers because they didn't die as martyrs and were resurrected back to life. This does not change the truth that Christ was divine. Francine says after Joseph of Arimathea and Mary Magdalene removed Jesus from the tomb, they took him to a safe place to recuperate and recover. It was also during this time that they put their heads together to find the best way to tell Christ's disciples about the plot. Jesus is still being alive, and their future plans. After about a week of recovery, Jesus decided to go out in disguise to meet with some of his disciples. And after having a good laugh at their not recognizing him, he made himself known to them and told them to meet him with all the other disciples in Galilee in about 2 weeks' time. Jesus took another week of preparation and recovery and set out for Galilee to meet with his disciples.